Dalton Schultz finished 11th among all tight ends in total half PPR points last season, and the market is selling him as the 23rd tight end at pick 167. A 12-slot gap at this position is a full tier. The last time we found one of these, the pattern library liked it, so let's see if this one survives its own depth chart. This season, all 17 games, 82 catches on 106 targets, a 77% catch rate, and a career high in receptions for 777 yards and 3 touchdowns. 8.0 half PPR points a game, 17th among tight ends per game, 11th in total. He led Houston in catches, every position counted, drew 19% of the targets in his games, and posted his most receiving yards since 2021. On a 12-5 team that won a playoff game, he was the second most productive target behind Nico Collins, right up until a calf knocked him out mid-game in the divisional round loss to New England. The career, 9 seasons, and the shape is a metronome with 1 dent, 7-2, 10-0, 7-6, 8-1 points a game through the Dallas years, the down 2024 at 5-4, then last season's 8-0, the 21 season remains the ceiling. Everything since lives between 5 and 8. The pattern beat leans on the position's most reliable receipt. Tight end targets per game replicate year over year at 0.72 before 2021 and 0.80 since end of 251 and 238. And Schultz 6.2 a game is the input behind the TE11 output. There's no touchdown error in the price either. 3 scores on 106 targets is a conversion drought, not a regression risk. His touchdown share is 0.10, and there is nothing in it to give back. Volume built this season. Volume is the stat that stays.
Muffed!
The situation is the counter-argument, and it's crowded. Houston extended him March 6th, a 1-year add-on reported at $12.6 million, 17.6 guaranteed on the 2-year total per PFR and SpotTrack, so the team paid to keep the floor. Then it spent the spring stacking the target tree. Tank Dell is back after missing all of 2025 rehabbing the catastrophic knee per NFL.com in June. Houston drafted Michigan's Marlon Klein at 59, a tight end, his position, and Jaden Higgins steps into the vacated number 2 receiver job in year 2. David Montgomery arrived from Detroit in a March trade built around Juice Scruggs and day 3 picks. Nick Cayley returns as coordinator and play caller for year 2 of the system, per Click 2 Houston, with Stroud entering year 4. Same offense, many more mouths. The price, T23 at pick 167 for last season's T11 by total, and T17 by rate. The slot pays for backup tight end, the production was a weekly starters. Our verdict, lean, underpriced. History leans on the stickiest stat at the position sitting a tier below its own output, and it stops short of a call because the crowd is real. Dell, Klein, and a promoted Higgins are all new claims on the same 106 targets, and no pattern prices a target tree's reshuffle. The caveat in one line. If the room's health holds, his volume is the one most likely to shrink. The market knows it, and that's the discount you're being paid to accept. Watch his September target share against the 19% baseline. That's the whole verdict in one number in the red zone rotation, because 3 touchdowns on this volume has more room above than below. Sticky stats don't argue, they just show up in week 1. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.